Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Loads of good news happening this week, and as always, content creator with Today FM, Cathal O'Sullivan, has been, well, trying to find the stuff that puts a smile on our face, Cathal.
Ah, well, Andrea, there's loads around. Yeah. Absolutely loads around, keeping us happy, keeping the world in a positive kind of humour, positive vibe. And I think we can't start anywhere but the European Athletics Championships. I know you've been talking about it over the past few days on the station, but I think it's just something that brings us all together, sport. And looking at the likes of Rashida Adeleke, Kieran McGeehan, Charlene Maudsley, Chris O'Donnell, yeah, and Thomas Meagher, just crossing the line.
Brilliant.
And there's just so much positivity about it. And like, you look on the likes of Twitter these days and there's so much negativity. Yeah. But when it comes to this, the hairs stand up in your arms.
Oh, it's incredible.
So much positivity.
I keep watching the video back.
I know.
I didn't actually see the 4x400 metre relay live, but I've watched the clip back.
Well, it actually wasn't live. That's
oh, sure, that was the whole point. Yeah, of course. Yeah,
everyone
yeah.
was giving out.
And I got to see the clips of it, but I did watch
Rashida.
Yeah, and Charlene Maudsley on what night? What day is
that?
Monday.
Was Saturday night. Oh, Monday night was her. Yeah. But Kieran McGeehan was Saturday night, and of course, like, what a win. But it turns out that actually 568,000 people tuned in to watch Rashida Adeleke run in the 400 metre final, which is a crazy amount of people, like, considering that the average audience for the athletics is 320,000.
Wow.
So, like, it's 200,000 above. Like, and
shows you the interest.
I think it's just putting Ireland on the map a little, and it's really positive. And tonight we have more running in finals. So at 8:05, the women's 4x400 is running, and so Sophie Becker, Phil Healy, Charlene Maudsley, and Laura Cadden qualified us. But there's word that we could see Rashida Adeleke jump in the final, just to, I suppose, maybe push them across that line into the medal position.
Is that televised tonight?
Yes, it is.
What time?
8:05.
Oh, 8:05.
So on your telly tonight. And 8:45, the men's 10,000 metre final. We have five lads running. Brian Fay, Ephraim Gidey, Peter Lynch, Cormac Dalton, Barry Keane. And then at 8:25, Andrew Coskern in the men's 1500 metre final. So loads of good news for Irish athletics.
Absolutely. This is good news, I know, for this act, because they're, well, setting a new standard.
Andrea, Coldplay, are you a fan?
Do you know, I wasn't a major fan over the years. I have become more and more. I'm actually going to get to see them this year.
In Croke Park?
Glastonbury.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay, so I actually saw them in 2017, so like 6 years ago now? More, seven. But I saw them then and it was just a fantastic concert.
Yeah,
but
I do really like them.
Like, over the past kind of year, they've started this world tour that they're bringing to, obviously, Croke Park.
Mm.
But they've set a new standard in that their kinetic dance floors that are on, say, the pitch of any stadium are kind of, I suppose, turned into green energy. So these, when you move, the energy that, I suppose, people make by dancing is pumped back into the stage and powered, I suppose, by these batteries.
It's a low carbon tour is how they're describing it.
Yeah, literally
it,
a low carbon tour. Yeah. And it's kind of data that was verified by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. It shows that the batteries that are powered by these kinetic dance floors from people's movement, they're made from recycled BMW batteries. So that's more, the band travels by train around the world, so they don't necessarily fly everything over kind of from city to city. And for every ticket sold, 7 million so far, a tree was planted via the global restoration non-profit One Tree Planted. So they are actually setting a huge standard for kind of green energy and, like, I suppose, a low carbon kind of way to do things. And look, people say the likes of Taylor Swift flying all over the world, like,
private
it's not
jets.
Great for the climate. But I think if people take a leaf out of Coldplay's book, they might be onto something.
Ardal O'Hanlon.
So,
tell us about this story. This is great.
I saw this yesterday. So the Pope, Pope Francis, has invited a significant number of comedians around the world to an evening with the Pope this Friday.
Father Dougal from Father Ted
is going to the Vatican to
gets
see
to
that.
Meet the real Pope in real life.
I'm like, will he wear the white slip on his shirt?
Can you imagine? Like, so what? The Pope is a fan of.
He says he
Irish
recognizes
comedy.
A significant impact that the art of comedy has on the world of contemporary culture, and kind of wants to break into that space. I suppose the meeting between these world comedians and the Pope aims to celebrate the beauty of human diversity, is the line coming out of the Vatican. But this isn't the first time that Father Dougal met the Pope.
I've never met a celebrity before. You met the Pope? Did I? Don't you remember when we were in Rome? That was the Pope. That fellow living in the art gallery. The Vatican Dougal. All the same, I wouldn't say he's a celebrity, like in the true sense of the word, you know. The Pope is God's representative on earth, Dougal. You think he'd be taller?
Gas.
What is he going to say to him? Maybe they don't get to actually talk to him.
That fella living in the Ark, Kelly.
It's great. It's
now, it's Ardal Hanlon, Tommy Tiernan and Patrick Keelty, kind of the Irish delegate that's heading over.
Right.
But it's alongside the likes of Whoopi Goldberg, Jimmy Fallon, Conan O'Brien and Chris Rock. So a huge contingent heading over.
That will be some crack for sure.
Like, I'm not sure their jokes would be very PC for the Pope, but look.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's Taylor month in Ireland, isn't it? These 3 dates, the 28th, 29th and 30th in the Aviva, are just going to take over Dublin. And it's...
No, I'm raging I'm missing this because by going to Glastonbury, I'm missing Taylor Swift. But I'm partly going to Glastonbury because we didn't get Taylor Swift tickets.
So. Yeah, naturally enough. But on the... Like, it's starting this Friday. Like, the buzz is kicking off this Friday. So Taylor Swift Fest is starting in Dublin this weekend. And everything from Taylor Swift t-shirt making to neon painting to bracelet making, these bracelets that are huge with her tours, they're like friendship bracelets. I've seen them actually knocking around the office.
Right.
And people are kind of giving them to one another. So you might get your hands on one of those.
Yeah, I'm going to go to this festival. I've decided. Jessica was here with us from Spin recently and we were talking about the hype and the potential fan zone and the Taylor Swift Festival and what people do at it. I actually have to see this for myself.
Head down and meet these people because they are
I think I will because
they're super fans. Like there's a spinning class for Taylor Swift this weekend.
What do you mean? Like
you're doing spinning in the gym.
Spinning in the gym.
But it's Taylor Swift music. Isn't that
true? That would be great crack.
Like
maybe I'll do that.
Maybe we'll both go. We'll do a report.
Yeah, maybe that'll be good fun. Yeah,
and
okay.
A VR experience as well. So I feel like that's like you put on the goggles and you're at the concert. Like if you mightn't get the chance next time. But yeah, look, like drink and draw, Swiftageddon, make your own friendship bracelet, neon painting, as I said, and even quizzes. So like there's loads
it wouldn't
going.
Be great on that front.
It's,
now, quick,
it's kicking
quiz,
off this Friday and it's heading all the way up to June 28th.
Where is it on actually? Sorry.
So
Dublin,
they're all over Dublin. So the likes of the Pottery Night is in Dublin, Pottery Painting Studio, and the Grand Social is hosting like a party next week. Drink and Draw is on in Grow Bar. It's all on the website, Taylor Swift Fest Dublin.
It just shows you the phenomenon, isn't it?
Oh,
it's unbelievable.
She's just crazy and it's just going to bring such a buzz here to Ireland.
Now this is the story that I was thrilled to hear about today.
Mark Feely, Andrea.
You know, you'd really miss him from Westlife. I saw them in New York, Radio City on St. Patrick's Day. It was absolutely incredible. But you really, if you're a Westlife fan, you'd miss Mark Feely. You know, you really would. It's obviously still brilliant, but he's just an incredible singer.
He's just such a huge part of Westlife as well. And of course, back in February, he announced he was stepping back from Westlife to give himself time to recover from surgery. But he took to social media to kind of, I suppose, wish everyone a happy Pride, sending all the positivity your way. He's been receiving a lot of like positive messages and he's proud to have his fans celebrate Pride with him. He said also, while he's not back 100%, he is doing better every week and enjoying time with family and loved ones. And it's a physical and psychological journey and sending hugs and kisses to everyone. And I think it's just a nice positive message in the month of Pride and good to see Mark kind of doing well.
He hasn't said anything about rejoining or re-gigging
soon. No message of re-return, but it's not. He said he's not back to 100%, but it's good to see him on the mend, and hopefully we'll see him on stage with the guys soon.
Well, we wish him well, Mark, if you're listening to us in Sligo today. Cathal O'Sullivan, content creator with Today FM. Thanks a million, Cathal, as always, for just bringing us some nice, positive, good news that's been happening around the country this week.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.